You understand? And the new month's gonna be around in about a week or two, see? So that's why they say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You know, that's the slang that black, you know, that a lot of blacks use, a lot of whites use, a lot of everybody use, you know? But I've heard, you know, I heard the expression originate from my auntie, you know? And she's supposed to be so hip. And, you know, one day she just broke out and said, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and that was it. Everybody was saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, you know? That's as far as I can remember about Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Okay. What do you say to somebody by way of appreciation to them?
Thank you. You know, I say thank you. You know,
I'm much
grateful. Much obliged.
Yeah.
I'm obliged. I'm grateful. You know.
Yeah. Would you? Now, some people don't want to accept favors, Joe. You say they don't want to be.
They don't want to accept sympathy. Or pity, or they know, you know, like that, you know, they won't accept the pride, you know.
Yeah, they don't want to be what to other people. You said they don't want
to
be
a burden to other people,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, a burden, worry, or bother.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, now,
I know you're looking for that word, but it's not in my mind right now.
You make a purchase, the storekeeper. A piece of paper and
yeah, go ahead.
Still keep buying business, huh?
Go ahead.
You make the purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
I made a purchase.
Yeah.
And the store, I guess he would add up what I bought. He would add it all up, what I bought.
Okay.
My purchase up, yeah.
If you wanted it, if you wanted, was going to give it as a gift, you'd have it. He'd do what? He would
wrap it up.
Yeah.
Seal it up.
So he took a piece of paper and
sealed it up. Wrap it. Wrap it.
You wrap it. And when you got home with a package, you
unwrap it. I'd unwrap it.
If the storekeeper had to sell something for, say, $2 that he was paying $2.50 for, he would sell it.
He's paying $2.50 for
it? Yeah, and he had to sell it for $2 to get rid of it. They said he was selling it
cheap. And he wanted $2 for it?
Yeah.
They said, well, you got a deal. You know, he's selling it. He's giving you a deal. He's selling it at almost not half price, but, you know, say like one-fourth or one-third of the price or something like that, you know. You know.
When you had to get something, rid of something, and get rid of it for less than he paid for it, then he was taking a what on it? He was selling it.
Well, he was selling it at a lower price than, you know, at a lower price than he paid for it. Actually, the item might be worth more, so he's taking a risk, a gamble. He's taking a chance.
A loss?
Huh?
A loss?
Well, yeah, definitely. He's taking a loss, too. Because the price, definitely. I would say that also.
You might say, man, that's a nice cap, but I can't pay for it. I can't afford that cap. It just
costs too much. And I can't pay for this cap.
Yeah. Is there things like that that you want that you can't?
Well, not really. There are certain things, but, there are certain things, but, you know, I'm okay.
Okay, like the first of the month, the electric bill is
due.
You belong to any clubs or anything like that?
No, I don't. Any club.
You belong to that sort of thing, you have to pay your
dues? No, I'm not in any type of union or anything of that nature.
Okay. If you haven't any money, don't have any money, you have to try and
hustle. If you don't have no money, you better hustle.